Well, let's read together these words. Starts the next chapter. If you join me then, but eagerly desire the great, and now I will show you. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy, and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor, and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. So what does this essential thing look like? The following verses teach us more about that. Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. This morning we're going to take a look at love is not rude and it is not self-seeking. When I think of rude, I could think of a few examples. I'm going to list a few examples and then I'll see if you can list some others. It could be rude to eat spaghetti with your fingers, right? Or rude to walk in a house with muddy shoes, rude to talk loudly in a public place, to be on your cell phone, hollering into a cell phone at a restaurant. It's rude to ignore people who say good morning to you. It's rude to cough or sneeze without covering your mouth. What are some other examples? Cutting off people on the road. Sure. Any others? A response. Disrespecting your parents. Certainly. What's that? Or anyone else. Certainly. Rudeness. We'll look at a little bit more at this. At some other examples, rude. You know, that's just a picture. It's just a picture of how people are at times. And what comes out is bitterness and rude. Letting your children run the aisles in the store, treating it like a playground, almost mowing people down in their paths, racing for a parking place at the store and cutting someone else off. That is rude. I was walking out of Albert's. About halfway from the door to across the street to my parking spot. And I had to go out of the way. Huh? No, they weren't. They saw me, literally looked right at me, but they didn't slow down one little bit. So, got to be careful about rude. When you give the cashier a piece of your mind over something that's beyond their control, they can't do anything about it. They just work there. When your voice be heard by more than just the cashier over a mistake they made. Have you ever heard this? Just putting the emphasis on the end of it. I remember one time being at a place where a harried, overworked customer service person was working behind it. And there were several people who'd already met with her. and were lined up. And one lady walked in, and she walked this way, and then she'd stop. And she'd walk this way, she'd walk this way, and she'd stop. And I looked up kind of puzzled-like, and she saw my puzzlement, and she turned to me and she said, "It works." Okay, when your waitress has done a good job and treated you well and you leave a meager tip, that's kind of rude. Rude. You talked about in that instant, Ed reached. Green. Listening. Not really listening. That's so important. That's so important. We understand people are really, they really care and they really love when they listen well. And you know when they don't. You know when they don't. They're just, yeah, yeah, uh-huh, yeah, 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 uh-huh. In a disrespectable manner, say the word, it doesn't embarrass or humiliate or put down. So we began to look at love as something extremely important. One way this word is translated besides rude, the King James Version translates it unseemly. It means to behave improperly. So it could be in a little larger sense. We talk about rude behavior as something kind of done without regard to someone else. But it could also be just simply rude in the sense that you find it in the English dictionary. When someone is, in the presence of others, rough or raw or wild in ways that that pay little attention to what's happening around them. And it's demonstrated in many, many ways. Now, for those of you who remember this book, 1 Corinthians 13, and you think of some examples of rudeness that was going on in this church, this is a letter to a church that Paul is addressed. And their church life had disintegrated. Can you think of some examples of where that might have happened? Unruly behavior in worship. What would be an example of that? It was interrupting worship with a kind of a question and answer thing. Okay. Comparing gifts. My gift is better than yours. Grading things. Okay. Poor were ignored, and the rich could come in with quite a spread, and it looks like they just ate it in front of them. So it what they were eating was really a rude demonstration of social status. Excellent. Turning differences into power struggles. That was certainly true when they recounted their spiritual heritage. I am from Apollos. He was my mentor. I am from Paul. He was my spiritual mentor. Who did you have? I am of Christ, the most spiritual. So, rude. What's that?
Covering up misdeeds.
Covering up misdeeds. How did you see it as rude? Who, okay.
It's also rude from the standpoint of probably gossip as well as not confronting and hurting the reputation of the church because the behavior was known.
Okay. Rude. Excellent. So true. And we get to the point where we just don't get it. One person wrote, rudeness is the weaker person's imitation of strength. Sometimes you can see people exercising rudeness as a form of domination or leveling things up. We talked about in a previous time how some of these things that love is not, why it was important to state what love is not, and that some of these are under our radar, just kind of what you were saying there, Rick. We don't necessarily see those things. You've heard people say, well, I just tell it like it is. I just tell the truth, whether people like it or not. Have you ever heard this? Okay, it's very, in fact, it's kind of in vogue, you know? There's a really brave spirit that always tells the truth like it is, huh? Self-seeking. You think she was self-seeking? Where do we cross the line from self-concern and positive self-image and self-awareness and self-care into self-seeking. Can you think of where it is that line, where we cross that line? At somebody else's expense.
And also, as I say about the rude disciple, I was thinking of how many times you become rude or you be rude towards someone because you are self-seeking. You're seeking what you want, what you need in front of somebody else, and by doing that, you will end up being rude to that person. So when I was going through those two, we're very closely tied.
Very good. Excellent.
That's good. That self-care is you take care of yourself so that you're as healthy as you can be so that you can serve others.
Okay.
You have to take care of yourself first so you can do that, or otherwise you're so splintered that you're absolutely burned out.
So there's a healthy side to it. Mm-hmm. There really is a healthy side to it. But it becomes... We begin to err when all that self-care just simply turns inward. Is that kind of what you're saying? Rather than outward.
Attitude, you know,
okay.
You have the attitude that I am so great that I, you know, I can just do anything and I don't need to do anything for anybody else. It's
yes. He just quoted a passage of scripture about not thinking more highly of ourselves than we ought to, but to think of ourselves soberly. Very good. Self-seeking. Here's an interesting quip. What did you ever do for me, mister? Here's the verse that you just read. Could you read with me together? Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Love doesn't do something to see what you get out of it. Now that seems to be a pretty good another qualifier where it ceases to be healthy and it becomes something else. When we're trying to do something to get something out of it. These are tricky when you're with someone, a friend perhaps, and you want to ask a favor or a question. Let's just say you're there for another reason. You're supposed to be there for the friend. And you're presented with this opportunity. Why I would have to come back to ask about that. It's convenient. And sometimes it's good to just let it be about them. And wait. So they can be kind of a mutual thing, so that they get the experience of, the true experience of being cared for and loved as a person, rather than simply, here's this nice thing, this event, but I'm also being asked. You can see how that mixes things up. So some really think, I love myself and that's all that matters. We know that that's not the case, not in the Christ-like life. And here's that one phrase I just mentioned. I'm not rude, I'm honest. I just speak what's on my mind, even if most can't handle the truth. Now, if somebody really thinks that, it's like you're blind. You're really blind to self. So what does this story so far tell us about rudeness and, or excuse me, in talking about rudeness and self-seeking, what does this story tell us about God? Surrender to the Spirit. Surrender what?
Surrender to the Spirit. Oh,
that's the place where it if your focus is that way, in surrender, it's pretty hard to be self-seeking, isn't it? Yeah. You mentioned servanthood. If you see yourself as serving other people, it's really hard to be self-seeking at that point. If you see yourself as a servant. Most important, what does this tell us about humans?
Got a long way to go.
Long way to go. Anything new that you saw in the words about self-seeking or rudeness, or you heard today that was kind of... Helpful wisdom for the day. Is it true? Is it kind? Or is it necessary? I heard somebody over here. Silly to be mannerly. Wow.
I don't know. Our culture is pushing that way. And so we need to be proactive in being loving and setting the example of what love really is.
Okay. Any questions about... Anybody, go ahead. Go back. Rudeness is the weaker person's imitation of strength. If a person, well, let's go to those examples with the clerk, the store clerk, and you raise your voice and you know that other people are going to be hearing, and that's going to put pressure on this person to solve your problem the way you want. So it's a very powerful act in a public setting to get what you want, which is just rude. That's an example, I think, of that. Anyone think of some other examples? Flint, the bully. Cool.
Well, that saying, you know, oh, I'm only telling the truth, that's all I do, to tell the truth. But the truth according to whom?
The truth according to whom? It's acting as if their perspective is the eternal, oh, I've got it. Did you hear that, all everyone? You couldn't hear it? There are times when rudeness is very practical. It's in the small things, like the illustration of a pickle jar. They can't get the thing open, and somebody else rudely says, "Well, give it to me." Do I have that right? Okay. Well, give it to me. They're rude in the way they talk about it. Another example might be, again, you said overbearing. I thought, what a word. Overbearing. You're speaking over another person. When you use volume or tone to speak over another person, speak down to another person, then that's, I think, what we're talking about with this too. It's changed, and we have much more to do. I wanted to get just one little picture here. You mentioned submitting to the Holy Spirit. Because of our culture, we may need, because of what you just said, that God's working in our lives. It's kind of like we need a head wash. You know, we really need a head wash from, we need God's love to transform us inwardly. And these words from Paul, I've just marveled at this. Whoever writes something like this has set down to reflect, haven't they? And God worked in their reflection. This is not by accident. Even some of the word orders, you noted that, how rudeness about self-interest. These things are part of us, and it's through God's Holy Spirit working in us and through submission to his life-giving word that we will be transformed. Would you join me in a word of prayer? Oh, Heavenly Father, we desire to be more like you. Your son Jesus walked in such a beautiful way on this earth. He lived for us the supreme example. And oh, that we would become like your son. Do continue your good work in us. Purify in us what needs to be purified and forgiven. Confront our rudeness and self-seeking. Holy Spirit, we ask you, beg you, to point out when these things dog our heels. We pray that you'd fill us in a fresh new way so that we could live beautifully before you and better with each other. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.